November 6, 2020, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Show. Happy Friday, first Friday in November. Brother Matt at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, a couple miles south because we're still in great quarantino mode, but I'm totally not man alone because of those software engineers in Estonia with their great Skype invention. I got Gregor with me from Tupa Tupa, all the way from Gdansk. Welcome aboard, Gregor.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, we started the show off with Half Nelson, which is a wrestling move from John Coltrane with Miles Davis. That's interesting because I had an interview with Raymond Pettibone, two young men on the East Coast, talking to us about wrestling when we were younger. My favorite wrestlers were Don Morocco, Terry Funk. So anyway, after John Coltrane and Miles Davis, we heard Troopa Troopa, which is Gregor's band, doing... No, it ain't the... That's tomorrow I'm playing Half Nelson. John Coltrane and Miles Davis, today I played, it never entered my mind. And against breaking heart of a breaking heart beauty, Troopa Troopa. Great song. Gregor, please tell me your earliest musical memory.
Oh, it's when I was a child, I was playing saxophone, but my chest was super small and I couldn't play saxophone, so it was a really big tragedy for an eight year old guy. So yeah, it was a one big disaster because I loved to play saxophone, or I thought I it would be great, but I couldn't. So I was my first musical experience were rather hard and tragic.
How did you get on the saxophone?
Yeah, I was just going to musical school, and I had just, you know, idea that I will play on a saxophone. It was just kind of a crazy, mad, childish idea, and and I didn't succeed in the way that it was so heavy and so big, and my chest was so small that I was playing for 3 years, and that's all. But yeah, so the first memories were rather hard. On the other hand, as you know, Poland is a very Catholic country, so almost in my childhood, in my early days, almost everyone was going to church every Sunday. So I think that the first music experience were connected to Catholic church, so singing of a choir, singing of old women, and Catholic Christian songs. So I think it was my fundament.
Now, the house you grew up in, was there a musical instrument?
Yeah, I had this bloody saxophone, and I had guitar, of course. My father was playing on guitar, so that's why I changed saxophone for a guitar, and I don't regret it.
Ah, now your father was a musician.
Kind of a amateur hobby musician. Yeah, now he's a boss of a tax office, so he changed also his ideas, yeah.
But he had a guitar in the house, and you would play it, and you would play it.
Yeah, yeah, I also loved, and I still love the Beatles, you know, the stuff from 60s, so I was playing all the time the Beatles for many, many years, till now. I still love the Beatles.
Did you take lessons? Did you have a guitar teacher?
No.
Okay. Well, I wasn't there, so I have to ask questions. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. So you're self-taught is what you're saying.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Self-taught.
Yeah.
Okay. Autodidact, different words for this. But you learned by listening to records, Beatle records, so you started copying songs. When did you start writing songs, your own songs?
I think when I was 13 years old, 13, 14, something like that. Yeah, I was writing and I was recording it on very early primitive computer. Yeah, so it was, I think that the story was rather usual, but the point is that of course I listened a bit to the Beatles, but classical music is for me the biggest love, and you know, Glenn Gould work, and
the piano player from Canada.
Yeah, he's
heavily into Mr. Bach.
Yeah, his Goldberg variations are brilliant.
I asked you about the songwriting, Gregor, because not typical. For example, myself, I learned by copying off records. I did not write my own songs until, God, I got part of punk movement, so much later. So everyone's kind of different, I think, has their own journey. What was the first record you bought yourself with your own money?
Good question. I have to think about it, but...
Because you know, when we're young, we don't have a lot of money. So I'm wondering, where would you spend your money?
Yeah, I think... I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it was Nevermind by Nirvana. Yeah, Yeah, I think so.
And the first gig you went and saw?
The first gig, I think it was a, it's a bit bizarre. It was a Catholic metal band. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We had like a, I don't know if they were Catholic, but they were Christian, and they were called Striper.
Oh.
I think in the 80s. Yeah, they wore black and yellow suits, like kind of like B.
And oh, man.
Seven all over. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember them. Striper with a Y, spelled kind of a little different. So, you said you went to music school. Now, was this a class at school in music, or was the whole school about music?
Yeah, it was whole school about music. You're right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, and you did 3 years of saxophone and gave up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I gave up, but I didn't tell my parents about it. Yeah, there was a lot of lying in this case, because my teacher, my teacher of saxophone, he really believed in me, and he thought I was great, but I thought I'm just, you know, asshole. And so I wasn't satisfied, really. So I quit, but in very unofficial way, so no one knew that I quit, and I just didn't go to school, and I was lying to my parents that I'm going with this very heavy saxophone, etc. It was, now when I think about it, it's really funny, but when I was, you know, teenager, it wasn't so funny.
It's probably very heavy, yeah, yeah, but the thing is, Gregor, you didn't give up on music. You just gave up on the sax. You switched over to guitar and singing.
Yeah, yeah, fortunately,
now,
yeah.
At this time when you were a teenager, did you start one of your first bands?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 14, 15, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we were playing in the... Yeah, very usual story, you know. I had a garage, and... so, yeah, we were just playing and... and dreaming about a great musical future. Yeah, it was very silly. Yeah.
What were you called?
We didn't have a name, really. Okay. We didn't have a name.
Did you ever play a gig or did you just practice?
We were just, yeah. I was the one who was pushing on playing gigs and, you know, I wanted to spread the word, but I guess I remember that my friends... They were really great. They just wanted to play. They didn't want to make any musical career. They were really great and full of great spirit. And I was the person who was pushing. And I guess I was pushing so much that they just left, in a way.
Okay, but these guys, they were playing your songs that you were writing.
Yeah, in some way. But usually we were composing together. And till now... Yeah,
so
until
kind
now,
of a, collaboration.
Yeah, we are till now in Trupa Trupa. We are composing together, and we've got democratic structure. And you know, we are composing together. We are writing lyrics together, trying to make everything together.
Now, were some guys from Trupa Trupa in this first band you were in?
Yeah, yeah. He left, but then he returned. Yeah, 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 yeah. Very funny.
How many guys? I thought Trupa Trupa has four guys.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Now, yeah. In the past, there were also four people. Yeah, yeah. And three of them left.
Oh,
one
okay.
Returned.
One returned. Okay.
One returned. Yeah.
I understand now. I want to play See You Again, like your friend. You saw him again.
Yeah.
Again, and see you again, and see you again, and see you again.
dances wildly. Two fallen angels rolling, scrabbling atop layers of grey, refined dust jumps, drifts, clouds around them. Cars pass, engines growling, the driver's eyes gaping at the two crows dressed in pure blackness, immersed in quarrel, kicking, sliding, binding. Tumultuous embrace, unavoidable physical dialogue that bears no grudge and surpasses our judgment. There is sense to this. There is sense to this. In apparent chaos, there will be resolution, a disentanglement of the world. My uncle dances wildly with a spirit way beyond that of which we can comprehend. An amassing of times of fasting that erupt gladly, a paper volcano whose words slip by frantically. And with the paper bag claps, amnesia breaks, alterations to make, to bring back, forsake, amnesia breaks.
Thank you.
Show, we heard Never Forget from Troopa Troopa. Before that, Can Produce Leakage from Dayglow Exploding Super Infinite, Brighton, England. And ahead of that was some stuff from England, but from the 60s, called Love Without Sound. This is some of the first electronic music put on records, people. Dahlia Derbyshire, a pioneer woman. She's before synthesis. She's using pieces of tape and just oscillator sound. Yeah, at first electronic music didn't mean fake keyboard. It meant electronics. Ahead of that, from Darby, which is kind of close to her name, huh? Two Fallen Angels from Golden Ghost. And we started off with See You Again from Troopa Troopa. So where did this name Troopa Troopa come from, Gregor?
Hey, it's a good question because we didn't know how to... we didn't know what name we should give to a band, and our friend just gave us these two same words. And the point is that I think this is the point of the band, that we don't know really, and the results of our lack of knowledge is our music. We've got different point of views, different visions, and we are still discussing the stuff. So it's very hard to make some step, even a step with a name of a band. So I think it's a really weird band, and the best results we've got are the results when we really don't know what to do. So we love mistakes, really. The mistakes are our biggest achievements.
Yeah, asset.
Yeah.
Now, trupa, is this a Polish word?
Yeah, it's a trupa. It can be translated as a like a theatrical troupe, like
a group of people.
Yeah, but it can also be translated as a corpse. Or dead body, ooh, something like that. Yeah. So
we can say with soldiers, we call them troops.
Yeah, it's also in this name. Yeah, I think we really like the situation when there are many meanings of a song, of a title. Yeah,
you're talking ambiguity.
I don't know this word in English. Sorry, okay. Sorry for my broken English.
No, English is great, Gregor. But ambiguity is a word that means we don't exactly know what it means. It's ambiguous.
All right. So okay. I love this word.
Ambi means like different, right? Ambi, like ambidextrous. I'm left-handed. I'm right-handed. So ambiguous. We don't know exactly. It's kind of blurry, kind of fuzzy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is Trupa Trupa. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you like it when artistic expression is kind of ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that we like it. We just do it in the way that we can't do it other stuff. It's the only stuff we can do.
Yeah.
It's not about the program. It's just our abilities.
Well, when you make things ambiguous, they're a little more flexible, and so people can add their own meaning.
This is the point. I love situation when the listener or the reader is deciding about the stuff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're involved with the whole interchange of expression.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the listener is deciding about the real narration. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. Good point. Tell me about the first Trupa Trupa gig.
It was It was a gig on the street, late evening in the winter in Gdańsk, and for many years, because the first gig was really similar as the other gigs for a few years, because I'm rather cheerful and funny person, and I talk a lot, but on the concerts I didn't want to talk, so I was just singing, and I even didn't say hello, goodbye, we are Trupa Trupa. So for many years we were this kind of a band that we didn't do anything, and people thought that this is our program, or this is our, you know, that this is the message to the audience. But it wasn't any message, you know. I just couldn't say any word, you know. It was kind of a block. I was blocked, and but of course, you know, it's a very usual story. When we started to play more and more, something changed in me, and now I'm jumping on a stage and I'm talking too much.
So at first, no interaction with the crowd.
For many years, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe focus on the music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I try to imagine on skateboard. At first, you need a lot of focus because you're just learning.
I think that's the point. Yeah, yeah. I was just focused on music, and you're right. It was natural. Yeah.
Now, would you say, looking back on that first gig on the street, was it success?
Maybe, you know, the success. Yeah, it was a success because we had a gig. You know, we were really happy that we had the first concert. So, but usually we don't use this term, success term. We are really happy that we are friends, we are playing together, we can compose, we can play concerts. You know, we are happy that we exist, really, as a band. This is the biggest success, really.
Well, I'm just talking about that one gig. That's why I say success. You can still have a bad gig, and then there's another gig to play, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I mean. I'm not saying your whole career was on that one gig. I always ask people about the first gig, because you can only have the first gig one time.
Yeah, of course I was.
After that, your second gig, third. Yeah, yeah. Now, sometimes first gig can be horrible, but that doesn't mean you stop. You know, just like if I can use the skateboard metaphor. You fall down, you get back on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
So
yeah.
I'm just always curious about the first gig.
I think it wasn't a traumatic experience. I think we were really happy because of that. And I remember that on first gigs we were drinking a lot of alcohol. So you know, we were just, as far as I remember, we were for first few years we were drunk on every gig. So
okay.
And now when I look at on it, I think that it was because of stress. Yeah, I think that the concerts were stressing me, and so that's why we are trying to kill this stress. But for a few years.
Here, let me give you an example. I had a guest on Monday, Nakona from California. They told me their first gig, they got booed off.
Oh boy!
Yeah, so it was a disaster, right? But that doesn't mean it's the end. It's only the end of the first gig.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why I'm curious. So yeah. I ask about that, and about drinking at gigs. Yeah, I can imagine being very nervous. But then on the other side, if you drink, maybe it's harder to play together tight.
Yeah. It's a big conflict. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It doesn't help when you're not a good player. It doesn't help at all. Yeah.
Yeah. For example, I've learned when I try to play drunk, it's terrible.
Yeah. Now we are really, yeah. For a few years, we are when we drink, it's not a big number of beers or something like that.
Pivo,
beer.
I know.
You're right.
I know. We have a lot of Slav Croatia people here in San Pedro, so I know a little bit. Interesting. What about recording? Because you guys ended up doing a lot of recordings. When was your first recordings with Tupa?
Yeah. 10 years ago, we recorded first EP. For many years, it was a. Of course, it was also full of nervous atmosphere and stress because, you know, it was our first time. So, and as far as I remember, it was also, the first recording was also full of alcohol because we were so nervous that we thought, all right, we have to drink something. But it's a very good question in the way that for many years we didn't know how to do it. We didn't work with great sound engineers, etc. So we were self-assured about our compositions, but we weren't satisfied from the sound of our early albums. And to be fully, truly, I think we are satisfied. The first album we really like is Headache from 2015. Wow. I think the sound is great, and the earlier albums has got nice. Yeah, they've got nice compositions, but something is not so great with the sound.
Yeah, so it's a learning process. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, November 6th, 2020 edition. Live for Pedro Show. Special guest Gregor from Tupa Tupa. Hold tight for hour two. November 6, 2020, it's the second hour of the Lot for Pedro Show.
for that mean old coronavirus. Sure is putting a crimp in my evening. I was supposed to go out drinking with a couple of friends. Won't be as fun to stay at home, you best believe it. But I guess it's a small price to pay. Better than lying in the ice cream a week from Thursday. Hey, hey, that means intensive care unit, Joe. In case you didn't know, that mean old coronavirus. Some people say that a thing to no word about, and I'd agree we should not let ourselves be paralyzed by fear. But we can take some extra caution, man, there ain't no doubt. Wash your hands real good and do it often. Put some alcohol on them if you can. Try to stay away. Stay away from crowded places, like they say. Because it's called a pandemic. Oh, and that ain't nothing to be cavalier about, you see. We got to think of our friends and loved ones and old folks. I take care of you and you take care of me. 'Cause we're all part of a community. We're all part of a community. That means coronavirus. We got to utilize our common sense. And it's sad but true, but we got to face one fact. We can't always rely on our governments. Got politicians making speeches, talking trash and telling lies. Better listen to the experts is what I would advise. I would advise. What I advise. Coronavirus, we're gonna beat you in the end. Plus we'll see which politicians are the people's true friend. And with any luck then they'll be gone, just like that virus will. Let's send them tumbling down the hill, just like old Jack and Jill. Coronavirus. Ooh, take some of these politicians with you when you go, coronavirus.
Distracted blues ain't living for you. active blues is tibber my shivers and shiver my timbers. I'd give it up in a second just to be happy for another moment.
Walk for Pedro show. We started the second hour off with Troopa Troopa doing Satellite. And then Sam Bennett out of Tokyo with Mean Old Coronavirus. Agnes Steck from Austin after that with Distracted Blues. Super Chunk with Alice. Waku Waku Kingdom, that's about Brother Shige, who was on the show yesterday out of Berlin, originally from Tokyo. Waku Waku Dream. Geneva, brand new. Fault Lines. And then Coffin from Troopa Troopa. And Gregor was telling me about 2015 is when they found their sound man. What's his name again, Gregor?
Michał Kupić.
Michał, like my name, Mike.
Yeah. Mike Kupić, yeah.
Mike Kupić. And he's not just a recording engineer, people. He's their sound man. He's their producer. He's kind of almost a fifth member of band, right?
I think he's a really fifth member of a band, and I think he's a, kind of a George Martin kind of person for us. He's a miracle, yeah.
Yeah, where'd you meet him? He a Gdansk guy?
He's from Warsaw, he's from capital.
Okay, big town. So how'd you meet him?
You know, he was famous in alternative DIY world. We just contacted him. We knew that we need him. And
he already had reputation.
Okay. He's got a great reputation, yeah.
Okay. And obviously very generous and open-minded.
Oh, yeah, he's a real genius. I think that he's fifth member of a band, and we will not record anything without him, I'm sure. I think that his ideas about music are different than our ideas. And that's the point, because we really love mistakes and accidents and conflict situations. And we really, we've got best results from a situation when something is, you know, is falling down so I think he's a totally different person from us, and that's why he's making something totally different with our music, and I think it's always a surprise even for us.
Okay, I want to play Of the Sun.
Great.
Your soul. The people in the town I live stale. The atmosphere and all it is stale. The attitudes, the platitudes stale. No music scene, no sense of style.
Love divided can fly.
heartless bastard. When push comes to shove, they've responded to care, or indeed love. Could be the last time. Nothing I can do. Wasted my years, wasted like you. Parallel universe, far, far away. Situation mirrored in a peculiar way. A broken man, gorilla son, of a regret when the day is done. Redneck stone, billion seas. Here let somebody hung up on yesterday. Care too much, there's love.
Abortion law in Poland. Yeah. Very big protests.
People, I can actually hear the protests right outside of Gregor, you know, coming over the Skype thing here. We heard Of the Sun, starting that chunk of music off, Troopa Troopa. Then Pussycat and Dirty Johnson's out of England with Stale. Hellbeans from England too, Brighton. Heartless Bastard. Bad Sam, Bastard Son out of Wales. Are You a Cop? From here in California with High. And finally, Sky Is Falling, Troopa Troopa. Gregor, tell me the process, because you're the main songwriter. You say you collaborate with the band, but what about with the words? Because I heard you're a poet also.
Yeah. We collaborate. So we're trying to compose together and write together. But this is the ideal world. But yeah. Sometimes I write the lyrics. Sometimes my friend Wojtek. But yeah, I'm also a poet, and the songs with my lyrics are yeah, it's very easy to say when I write something, because it's very minimalistic and it's almost invisible. Yeah.
Now, do you feel there's a difference when you're writing song lyrics and when you're writing poetry?
I think that it's very similar mechanism, and it's very close to each other. That my poetry, book after book, it's very tiny, it's very minimalistic, it's almost invisible. So only few words per poem, and the songs are also, the lyrics from new songs are also pretty the same. And I think it's. I think it's the intuition is playing here the biggest role.
Okay. Do some of your poems become songs, or do some of your songs become poems?
No, but they are really close in a pessimistic atmosphere. By the way, you know, Gdańsk is a city where the biggest pessimistic philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer was born. So
we've got
great history of pessimistic philosophers. Yeah.
Well, the only one worse than Mr. Schopenhauer was his mother.
Yeah. But I didn't read her book. Any of her books.
Neither did I. But man, from what I've read, she's a winner. Man, she was so mean on him.
I think they really hated each other.
Yeah. Now, I notice you like to sing in English.
Really?
Yeah. Do you? No.
Well, no.
No. Well, I'm trying to think of the process. Do you write in Polish?
Ah, all right. I got you now. I don't write. I just sing. Yeah, you're right. We are, you know, we are in our rehearsal room. We are just playing something, and I'm just singing something which is, just kind of a blah 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 blah. And then I realized after a few meetings that the song is ready, and it's kind of, you know, nowhere. I dream about. So I sing kind of a mantra stuff. There is always pretty the same stuff all the time for a few years, really. There is always some nowhere man, this kind of a, you know, do you know the poet Paul Celan, for example? I think it's something a bit similar. It's very pessimistic, minimalistic stuff.
No, but I'm curious about the language.
I'm singing in English and writing in English. When it's about Troopa.
I understand that, but your mother tongue.
Is Polish, yeah.
Right.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you know, we were listening. 95%
Gregor, I'm not trying to say you're wrong. I'm just trying to say, you know, trying to find out why. That's all.
Yeah. So I will tell you why. I think that because most of rock and roll music is in English.
Because
I think
because it came from United States, right?
Yeah. And from Great Britain, yeah.
Right. Well, then, yeah, the Great Britain, what can you say? Yeah, we borrow from each other. Okay, so that's why, because Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, they're singing, okay. And so if you hear Polish with the rock and roll music, it sounds, you'd rather hear English words with it.
It's very hard to the Polish words are, you know, that there is some conflict between rock and roll music and the Polish language. So sometimes the results are great, but it's very hard to, I think that it's very hard to write good lyric in Polish language to rock and roll music. Yeah.
That's why you've made that choice. Okay, I understand that. I've heard this from other music guys too, who sing in a different language than the mother tongue, because the tradition of rock and roll is U.S. But don't you think rock and roll kind of evolves? It's going into other countries. Do you think it can change?
Well, I don't think so. I think that most of people are listening and watching to American and UK rock and roll scene still. I think that still US and Great Britain are ruling here.
Okay. One day maybe be nobody ruling rock and roll. Rock and roll will be free, but it's interesting. I'm always curious. Of course, I have a kind of advantage because I grew up learning English, so I'm just curious about this.
Yeah.
I we come from different experiences, and so I'm curious, and I just wanted to hear from you. We're at the end of the second hour of the November 6, 2020 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Special guest, Gregor from Troopa Troopa from Gdansk. Hold tight for hour three. November 6, 2020. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro.
wasteland, wasteland, all I see.
There's no in the water. It's only a trick of the light, and the street isn't wet in the summer when the sun blazes down from its height. And whatever you think you have seen through, there's still something hidden from sight. Now I don't have too many illusions. You don't have to tell me. I know how it's done, and I don't want just any illusion.
It's raining, 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 guiding all day. It's raining, 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 guiding all day. It's raining, 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 guiding all day. We search and search and search and search and guiding all day. We search and search and search and search and guiding all day. Searching, 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 getting older. We wasted, 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 getting older. We wasted, 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 getting older. We wasted, 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 getting older. Wasted, wasted, wasted.
wasted, wasted, getting older. I get wasted, 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 getting older. I get wasted, 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 getting older.
Show, we start off the third hour with Wasteland from Troopa Troopa, then Wasted Space with The Lost Tapes number 5, courtesy of Crane up Idaho. Yeah. Toxic Waste Dumplings from Bombas Prendon. They're going to be on the show Tuesday, D.C. Tallem after that, Desert Wind Blow, Human Hearts with Illusions, and finally Getting Older, Trooper Trooper. Now, I've kind of gotten, Gregor, I've gotten rid of the O word, so I would have said Getting Less Younger.
Getting Less Younger, all right.
Just so we don't have to deal with that old word.
Yeah.
Now, with Mihail, do you record in Warsaw or do you record in Gdansk?
We record here and here, really. No, but usually the final albums are recording in our rehearsal room. So our sound engineer and producer he come to us and he's recording in our space. So we want to feel familiar and like in our space.
So then he takes the stuff back home and mixes it.
And he mixes that and he's got totally free. He can do everything. He would like to. So
he's a talented man.
Oh yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah. Does he make music on his own?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
So he really is like the fifth wheel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
So do you ever make like demos for the band? Like were you just Oh, you do. Because I'm trying to understand kind of the process, how Troopa Troopa makes a song and then brings it to the recording.
I think that usually we are making two demo albums before a final one. We really work hard on compositions. And I think that these demo sessions are super helpful.
So when you say you make two albums for one album, you want to have more songs than you need.
Yeah, that's we always record kind of 25 songs, and then we're choosing 10. Because and then we got songs for EP for next year.
Sure. Right, and if some didn't work out, you can wait. Yeah, okay, that's smart. Here, I want to play Only Good Weather.
Oh, I like this song.
Last music for this edition, that was Troopa Troopa with Headache. And then Silver Thing ahead of that with Many Moons. Before that, Himmel Room, brand new from Denmark. Kaya Blas, Sender Sonar. And then we start off with Only Good Weather, Troopa Troopa. And I was talking with Gregor about good weather because, yeah, it's November 5th and 80 degrees here in Southern California. He goes, yeah, we played in Southern California a year ago. And in fact, Troopa Troopa was at the Desert Days Festival in the desert, Palm Springs, or Coachella Valley. And he was also talking about playing the Echo in Echo Park and up in the city at Independent. Used to be the VIS Club in the old days. You know, there used to be across the street from there, the Church of St. John Coltrane. It's still in the city, but it's not that location anymore. Yeah, Reverend Franzo. Jam on John Coltrane music, you know. Not like he's a god or anything, but he's kind of a messenger of truth.
I agree. Yeah. I love John Coltrane.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. So what was your experience of playing in the U.S.?
Oh, it was, because we've got American labels, so we were assigned with Sub Pop from Seattle, then we moved to Lowit Records, so it's kind of a sister label to Discord. So we moved from Seattle to Washington D.C. and we've got we work, and Tom Wind is from Paradigm Talent Agencies helping us. So yeah, it was just natural that we were touring in USA. Earlier we were playing in Texas twice on South by Southwest. And it was in 2018 and 2019. And 1 year ago, we were playing in Washington, in New York, and then in California. Yeah, it was a great experience. It was mind blowing. Every day was a better day. You know, it was, everything was new and very intense. And this time, now we should be in September. A few months ago, we should have another USA tournée because we were invited to make Tiny Desk NPR session. But of course, the COVID came and we've got pandemia. So we recorded Tiny Desk session in this new home pandemia COVID edition. But anyway, we are returning to USA. But when? The question is when. So we don't know when.
No one knows. When things get healthier, just postponed. Gregor, I'm optimistic.
Me too.
Okay. These things come, we deal with them, but it will come again. And you'll get to play. Tell me about playing. Of course, there's no gigs in Poland, too. But when things were healthier, what's it like to play? Because, you know, I've only played a couple times in the South. Krakow.
Oh, yeah.
Stooges, I played a couple times. Katowice.
Yeah, you were playing with the Stooges on Off Festival. Yeah, it's called Off Festival in Katowice, in the south of Poland. Yeah. It's the best alternative festival.
It was great. It was great festival. Organized very well, lots of good bands. And then, like I told you, I played in Krakow a couple times as Mike Watt, and I've had great gigs. And but I haven't got to play Warsaw or Gdansk yet. I want to play these towns.
Yeah, come on. Feel invited. Be our guest.
Okay. Because I'm wondering, is there kind of like a tour circuit in Poland?
What do you mean? Tour
circuit, like a network of clubs and venues.
I don't know if it's network, but We've got great clubs in Warsaw and in Gdańsk. Yeah. You should come here and test it. Yeah.
Okay, I will. When things get healthier, okay?
Yeah.
What about plans? I know right now, because of the situation, no gigs, but is Trupa Trupa recording right now or composing new material?
Yeah. We just composed the stuff for a new future LP, and we are recording it at the beginning of next year, and we will release it in September 2021. In USA and in Europe. Yeah.
Okay. You think the songs are going to be a lot about this period?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, but by an accident, because our stuff is usually rather dark and pessimistic. So maybe it will be about this period because it's by an accident.
I understand.
Yeah.
And where can people find you on the internet, Gregor?
All digital platforms, Spotify, Bandcamp.
Is there a Trupa Trupa website?
Yeah, it's trupatrupa.com. Yeah.
So people, trupa.com. Yeah, go there, and you probably have links to all the other places there.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. And tell the people who's in the band, because I forgot to ask you.
So four members of a band, Rafał Wojtal on the keys and second solo guitar, Tomek Pawluczyk on the drums, and Wojtek Juchniewicz, who is also singing and playing on bass guitar.
Now, Wojtek's the guy from the old days, right?
Rafał.
Oh, Rafał.
The first one.
The keyboard man.
Yeah.
And he also plays guitar sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Indeed.
Like at the gig, he switches off?
What do you mean? Sorry, I...
Switch. Like sometimes I'll play keyboard, sometimes I play guitar.
Yeah. He's a multi-instrumentalist, yeah.
Yeah. Very versatile. So, when your new record comes out, will you come back on the show and we can talk about it?
Oh, it would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm very interested to hear it. I love what I've heard so far. I've got lots of your stuff, but I'm really interested in this next record, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, hearing the way you talk about music is very inspiring to me. Thank you so much. Dzięki.
Dzięki, yes. Very good pronunciation. Very good Polish pronunciation. Yeah.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Thank you. People, it's been the November 6, 2020 edition of Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.